If you've ever wondered what the Bible says about gambling, you're going to want to listen in to the next Family Matters, where we'll be discussing the topic of gambling from a biblical standpoint and hopefully answering some common questions. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. We received a good question regarding the controversial lifestyle of gambling that went like this. Does the Bible really say that gambling is wrong? I realize that it's one of those activities like dancing and playing cards that religious conservatives have traditionally been against, but I'm not convinced that there's any solid biblical basis for their opposition to what I regard as innocuous games of chance. Let's begin by acknowledging that there is a significant difference between government-sanctioned casinos and lotteries and a game of poker among friends. What we have to say next is primarily with the issue of legalized gambling in mind. There are a number of fundamental scriptural principles that come into play here, and we'd suggest that the first and most important is the emphasis Jesus places on love. Love your neighbor as yourself. That's Mark 12:31. The truth is that gambling isn't as innocuous as you seem to suppose. It's actually predicated on the losses, pain, and suffering of others. For one to win at gambling, others must lose. And sometimes the biggest losers are the gambler's closest loved ones. Families touched by a gambling addiction are at increased risk for such negative outcomes as divorce, bankruptcy, child abuse, domestic violence, crime, and suicide. For more on this aspect of the problem, we'd suggest you consult the biblical passages of Matthew 7:12, Luke 6:31, and Romans 12:10. Gambling also exploits and preys upon the desperation of the poor. This is clearly at odds with the biblical ethic. Scripture exhorts us to look out for the poor and disadvantaged, and issues strong warnings against those who try to take advantage of their plight. See Proverbs 14:21 and 14:31, and Isaiah 3:14 and Amos 5:11. In addition, gambling undermines the work ethic which has been part of God's design for mankind from the very beginning. Time and time again, the Bible tells us to supply our own needs and those of our families by engaging in productive labor. See Proverbs 31 or Timothy 5:8. And that's not all. Christians are also exhorted to work in order to have something to share with others. Ephesians 4. Gambling works against this by promising something for nothing. If you need further scriptural proof, take a look at Genesis 2:15, Exodus 20:9, and Proverbs 12:11. Gambling, of course, is all about getting rich quick and obtaining the resources of others without providing anything of value in return. See Proverbs 15:27 and Matthew 6:31. Good stewardship practices are also impacted negatively by the gambling impulse. A Christian is responsible before God to invest the resources entrusted to him soberly and wisely, as the parable of the talents in Matthew 25:14-30 makes clear. All too often, money spent on gambling is money that should have been used to provide for a family's basic needs or to advance a worthy cause. Gambling is always an unwise investment with an almost certain negative return. What's more, it propagates an immoral, predatory, and exploitive industry. To all this, we should add that state-sanctioned gambling is a travesty in that it overturns the God-ordained purpose of government. That purpose, as outlined in Romans 13:1-5, is to protect the welfare of the citizenry and suppress evil. Legalized gambling does the opposite. It victimizes many people, especially the most vulnerable. It also condones and promotes a vice that has historically been repressed specifically because of its inherent ability and corruptive nature. Finally, gambling undermines a believer's trust in God. The Bible teaches that Christians are to look to Him as their sole provider and to be content with the material blessings they receive from His hand. Involvement in gambling indicates both lack of trust and dissatisfaction with the Lord's provision. See, for instance, Matthew 6:25-34, 1 Timothy 6:6, and Hebrews 13:5. We hope that we've helped you to understand what the Bible has to say with regards to gambling. And very importantly, that should you find yourself falling prey to constant gambling, you should seek immediate help. Call Focus on the Family's Counseling Department on 031-716-3300 to speak to someone who can refer you to a licensed counselor in your area. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.